Best of some guys on America, I've decided to talk a little bit about waifu and what waifuism means to me, and also, more importantly, you know, what the term has become, because the term has really changed the past couple of years. So for those of you who might be younger anime fans, and maybe you don't know the origin of the term, the word waifu actually comes from the 2004 anime / manga series Azumanga Daioh, and one of the teachers, who is a bit of a weirdo, but a lovable weirdo, he, at some point, was talking about his actual wife, and he was an English teacher. Or no, sorry, he wasn't an English teacher, but he chose to use English anyway. And, you know, he was, like I said, he was a weirdo, and a photograph of this beautiful woman falls out of his pocket, and one of the students picks it up and says, "What is this?" And he says, "My waifu." And ever since then, the term has caught on in otaku and anime fan communities to refer to your one true love character, your one girl that you love above all others, and one who you love. Now, unfortunately, as anime grew more popular, the term was steadily perverted, as it is so often, you know, as is often the case with any sort of popular term. Waifu just became a term that basically people used interchangeably with cute anime girls. You know, people will say, "Oh, you know, look at all these cute waifus this season. Oh, who's your, God forbid, who's your seasonal waifu?" Fucking degenerate shitheads. You know, the term has changed, and I think it kind of sucks, because I think that the point of having a waifu was that this is the character who you relate to the most. This is the character who really feels like something of a life partner to you, and I think that's important. Not because I think that, you know, substituting 2D anime characters for 3D relationships is a healthy way to live, but I think it's important to kind of stay true to something. You know, as seasonal anime come and go, and hot, popular anime girls fade into obscurity after merely a few months, I mean, think about it, who even gives a shit about Hestia anymore? But Hestia was like the hottest fucking thing in the world during the season that Danmachi aired. You know, as all these girls come and go, your waifu is supposed to be the one that truly stands the test of time. And you'll know her when you find her, because really, she finds you. You know, up until, like, just recently, I never felt that I had a waifu myself. I always kind of gave non-committal answers like Holo and Kirari from the Kira Kira visual novel, because they're characters that I respect a lot, and they're characters that I really enjoy a lot of the qualities of, but nothing ever really clicked. Lately, I've been starting to think that Neptune might be my waifu, and, you know, obviously I'm going to let that simmer over for a while, because picking your waifu is not a decision that should be light. Picking your waifu is not a decision that should be taken lightly. You know, she is the one. And that being said, I'm going to hit on another topic. These fucking people who sit there and want to have multiple waifus. Let me put this to you straight. If you have multiple waifus, you're degenerate fucking garbage. That's it. No compromises, no ifs, ands, or buts. You might as well go move out to Utah and join the fucking Mormons, because that's how fucking weird you are, you bastard.
Next year is best ever.
I once heard somebody make the argument that having multiple waifus is okay, because it means that you just have all this love to spread around. Well, you know what? It doesn't mean that you have a lot of love to spread around. It means that your love is cheap and worthless, and that everyone can get it for a little cost. That's what it means when you have multiple fucking waifus. God. Terrible. Terrible people. Now, I guess, you know what, I guess you probably all want to hear about why I think Neptune is my waifu. So I'll just go ahead and lay it on you. I just think that Neptune would be an incredibly fun person to be around. I think about, you know, when I pick a waifu, when I imagine, like, who is my waifu, they have to pass the test of, is this a person I want to be around all the time? You know, would this be a woman who I would want to come home from work and have in the house and see every day? And the answer with Neptune is, honestly, yeah. She's fucking hilarious, she's a lot of fun to be around, but she can be mellow when she wants to be. She's just a relaxing presence, but also a very lively, energetic one. I think her sense of humor is great. I think she's really cute. I love her voice. Obviously, Purple Heart is fantastic too. It's like a double package. Yeah, everything about Neb is great.
Fuck Bob McDonald.
What else could I even think of about? Yeah, you know what? Another thing is that people are starting to adopt the term waifu in a more widespread way, not just in the cute anime girl sense that it's been sort of twisted into, but I think that lately the term has come under attack by this shitty new wave of, like, social justice anime warrior that wants to, like, pick apart all the trends in anime and like, pick apart anime fandom, and now they're trying to say, like, oh, well, having a waifu is predatory and blah, blah, blah. It's fucking stupid. No one is actually being harmed other than, really, the mental health of the person who has a waifu. You know, no actual people are being harmed in the creation of this silly love relationship. It's just something people do for fun, so I don't think it's truly that harmful, you know. Not that anyone ever really did, but you get the occasional fuckwit on Twitter or something stupid to say about people with waifus, but their opinions are probably best ignored anyway. Anyway, I'm rambling a little bit here. I feel like there's a lot more to talk about on waifuism and waifus. But, you know, I can't think of anything else to say. It's kind of a cut and dry concept. But yeah, you should only have one waifu, and she should mean something to you.
Social justice anime warrior. There once was a gnat named Red. Her presence filled the game with dread. Her lines were all shit. She came in a fit, and things would be good to be if she dead.